Stargazer time. Time for a look at what's happening in the gigantic universe around our really tiny planet. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, for this week's report. We welcome him back now. Hey, Christopher, what's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn can be seen during sunrise. The four planets will appear as three bright star-like objects during dawn. This makes them very easy to spot, of course. The moon is waxing this week and will be almost a quarter full by week's end. This means great stargazing for everyone here in the islands.
But that does not mean you'll be able to see the cat in space that they discovered with one of the Mauna Kea telescopes, right?
That's right. The Gemini Observatory atop Mauna Kea has been working in concert with the Chandra X-ray Observatory in space and the Hubble Space Telescope to study a distant group of galaxies that resemble a grinning Cheshire cat, reminiscent of Alice in Wonderland.
Does that mean we'll have a better name for this one than QRC95?
I'm hoping so.
Call it Fuzzy or Fluffy or something. And so how do they end up looking like a cat, Christopher?
Well, this bizarre arrangement of galaxies is actually an illusion caused by light bending as it travels through space. It's something we call gravitational microlensing.
That's a heavy word you just used right there. We'll leave that to professionals like yourself. And that means that it must be bending light, right, to make this illusion?
That's absolutely right. When we look at the image, we see normal galaxies, but also thin streaks and curves of light. These are actually galaxies in the background. Their images have been distorted by the galaxies in the foreground. My favorite way to visualize this is to hold up a pair of pint glasses to your eyes. If you look through the glasses, you will see the world looks distorted and curved.
But in space, it's space and time that's curving, not glass.
That's exactly it. In space, it's the shape of space and time that are causing light to bend. This curve is caused by really massive objects like galaxies. It's all a bit like the world of Alice when she steps through the looking glass.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And you can look for that at our website, too, right? We've got an image at hawaiipublicradio.org with our Stargazer post.
That's right. You can see this image online at our website.
And Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you very much for the report.
You're very welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.